from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The death of the former president of Yemen confirmed. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed. His party confirmed on Monday as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. His death comes 2 days after the alliance appeared to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. The rebels, who announced his death earlier Monday, claimed that Saleh was on his way to Saudi Arabia when he was killed, calling his death the foiling of what they claim was his attempt at a coup against an alliance he never believed in. President Donald Trump has expressed sympathy for his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, saying Flynn had been treated unfairly by investigators looking into Russia's influence on the 2016 presidential election. Flynn pleaded guilty on Friday to lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation last January about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. The conversation came weeks before Trump's inauguration. The president compared Flynn's lies to the FBI with comments made by his presidential rival Hillary Clinton when asked by federal investigators about her emails. Now, the president noted Clinton was not under oath when she spoke to the FBI. While Flynn was, however, former FBI Director James Comey testified last July that Clinton did not lie to FBI agents investigating her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. This is VOA News. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner says Mr. Trump has not made a decision yet whether to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Kushner spoke at a Middle East conference in Washington.
What I'll say is that the president's going to make his decision, and he hasn't made his decision. He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
A senior Trump administration official said last week the president could make his announcement this week. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has warned any U.S. move would represent a threat to the future of the peace process and is unacceptable. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warns the nuclear threat posed by North Korea would be the most destabilizing development since World War II and urged others, such as China, to do more.
China, as you know, has taken some unprecedented actions. And what we're asking China to do is not to do us or anybody else a favor, but to act in China's interest. There's a real grave danger to China, to Russia, to all nations from a North Korea that's armed with nuclear weapons.
Senate Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependence to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Senator Graham's warning comes as a major U.S. South Korean air exercise gets underway. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish rebels say they have fully cleared Islamic State fighters from Deir al-Zor. A spokesman for the YPG militia praised tribal leaders, as well as both the U.S. and Russia, for airstrikes and logistical support. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis urged Pakistan on Monday to redouble its efforts to confront militants and terrorists operating within the country, emphasizing the vital role Islamabad can play to work with Washington to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan. Mattis arrived in Pakistan on a day trip and went into meetings with Prime Minister Shahid Khaganabasi and the military chief General Kamar Javed Bajwa, where top cabinet members and head of the country's spy chief, as well as National Security Advisor, were also in attendance. The national anthem of Zimbabwe as new President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to swear in his new cabinet.
I, Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa,
The ceremony places in the new president's cabinet many of Mnangagwa's loyal supporters. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.